Blue Bucket. W.H. Heron claimed to have a clear recollection of the events that led to his discovery of gold.
It began the fall of 1845 when Stephen Meek met our wagon train at Fort Boise and claimed he knew a shortcut to the Willamette Valley. Now, we paid him $5 a wagon to guide us through, but soon regretted our decision because we became lost. Our guide left us, and for 6 weeks we roamed across the alkali flats and the forested hills without knowing where we were going. Well, during this most trying time, gold was discovered, and over the years, many stories have circulated. The most popular was that several youngsters were sent to a stream to fetch water in a blue bucket, and they came back with gold in the bottom. But the true story, and I'm here to state, is that the spot where the gold was found, near as I can remember, was after we left the Malheur River and went up a rocky hollow and out onto and over a high ridge of mountains. From the mountains, we descended to a creek, arriving late in the afternoon. We turned our stock loose to graze, and my cousin, Dan Heron, and I went up the creek to check on the animals. And after about 2 miles, Dan found a peculiar yellow rock in some muddy cattle tracks. Well, he slipped it into his trouser pocket. After that, we found several more of the stones, and we saved those, too. We'd read about gold dust, and we sure didn't know that it existed in chunks. We never thought much about it being gold.
It was not until the survivors reached the Willamette Valley that the yellow rocks were recognized as gold. Many from that group attempted to retrace the wanderings of the wagons and locate the small creek where the gold was found. But to this day, no one has discovered the source of what has become known as the Blue Bucket Mine.